So getting the head in the count here. No balls, two strikes. Wausau has put the game up back up. They're up two runs now. The 0-2 and upstairs at a ball, one and two. A ball, two strikes. At first stands Blanchard. Second is Richter. Third is Jimenez. Funkhauser, the right-hander. Lefty on righty, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Barker sends down Funkhauser. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Wausau gets an important run. They lead 5-3. Can the Rafters continue to claw into the lead? Find out next here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 82. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 59. Overcast. Low 80s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Joey Fuhrer with you here on this doubleheader Saturday here in Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters down 5-3. They gave up a run in the top half of this inning. So it's a two-run ball game once more. As James Bornick now, the DH, 1-for-2 with an RBI. So he popped out to the pitcher his first time up and then had an RBI single into left. Logan Haslam will work in four pitches. Has gone a third of an inning and he'll set and serve high at a ball 1-0. So after this is Carlson. Smidgelski is set to bat as well. And the 1-0 from Haslam. High and outside at a ball 2-0. So just like that, a two-ball count. Haslam, the third pitcher out of the bullpen. Brunstetter and Freeman each with three strikeouts. And the 2-0 to Bornick. Down the plate for a strike. 2-1. James Bornick, the DH. Out of Green Bay. Marin University product, played at his home field last night, and the 2-1 to Bornick fouled away, popped outside in the left field, 2-2. So two balls and now two strikes here for Haslam. The count runs at 2 apiece. Bottom of the six. The 2-2. Swing and a hard hit ball into right field. Van Ness under it and makes the catch. So Bornick, decent contact, but he flies out to right as Kyle Carlson struck out twice. 0-2. One down. And Carlson out. Out of Marietta, Georgia. Haslam will set and serve at a strike. 0-1. So David Smigalski is on deck. 0-1 here for Haslam. Kicks high and turns as he throws it up on the inside. Carlson had to back away. Almost got hit. A ball and a strike. Rafters with at least a run in their past two innings. Can they make it third in a row? They trail 5-3. And the 1-1 from Haslam and a swing and a bouncer over towards Funkhauser, who catches it on a bounce and the throw to first. And he takes down Carlson for two down. Now one away. So David Smigalski is due up. Two down. And looking in and setting and serving is Haslam. 1-0. One away. Bottom of the six. The set, the serve, and a swing and a liner into the glove of Mitchell, who comes out to make the catch. As, wow, it looks like he didn't make the catch, did he? I don't think he did. And Ross Davis wants to have a word with this. And it looks like, yeah, that's a base hit. Christian Mitchell caught it. But then, what happened was he caught it, but then as he was taking it out of the glove, he dropped it. Ross Davis can't believe it. This could be crucial here. Smigalski, a low fly ball into the glove of Mitchell, made the catch. Ross Davis said, hey, look, he caught that. And so he can't believe that Mitchell made the catch. And it looks like he's safe, yes. So that was big. Smigalski with a base hit. He'll take first. And this brings up Jack Gifford. But that was huge. That would have retired the side in the third batter. But Christian Mitchell caught it. And then as he was taking the ball out of his glove, he dropped it. So that was big. That was huge for the Rafters. Keeps his inning alive. And this looks to be Alec Castillo down there. So Alec Castillo went two down. And Ross Davis, he just can't believe it still. I'm in disbelief as well. Mitchell clearly caught it, but as he was taking it out of his glove to, I guess, throw back, he dropped it, and it doesn't come as an out. Actually comes as a base hit. So Alec Castillo here with two down. So Castillo pinch hitting for Jack Gifford. Castillo got his first hit of the season earlier today in game one. Smigalski at first. Haslam thought he retired the side in three batters, but he did not. On deck is Ty Johnson. Haslam will go to work. Sets and serves on Castillo. There's a strike, 0-1. Christian Mitchell couldn't come up with that ball. Puts a tying run here at the plate. Haslam yet without a strikeout. 15 pitches. Hasn't walked a batter either. The 0-1 to Castillo. And peppers the zone again, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Smigalski at first. Two down. Sets. Kicks the 0-2 way outside, up on the left corner for a ball. Another fastball once more from Haslam at 89. A ball, two strikes. Smigalski at first. Haslam will kick high. Turn and serve. And upstairs on a ball again, 2-2. So this is not what you would want if you're Wausau. If you're the Rafters, Castillo can find a way to get on. It would put us in the top of the order with Ty Johnson, who's already had a home run once this game. Haslam. The 2-2 swing and a bouncer that stays fair into the glove of Jimenez at first, steps on first, and Castillo goes down. We head to the top of the seventh, the final inning here on this doubleheader Saturday. Find out next as Wausau is due up to bat here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning as a new pitcher in store for the Raptors, Kyle Poso, his second appearance, a guy of Hendricks College and a sophomore from Magnolia, Texas. So it's Poso's turn. He's had one game appearing with an inning pitched, which was yesterday. Allowed two hits, a run, but a strikeout. So the rising junior here in the top of the seventh. Bottom of the order with Dwight Allen. Allen, 2-for-3. And he got on base on a fielder's choice, and then back-to-back hits for him. So Kyle Poso, the final pitcher perhaps of the night for Wisconsin Rapids, if things don't go sideways. Wausau's gotten a run in the first, third, two runs in the fourth, and also the sixth. So four of the six innings, they've at least gotten a run. Poso, a slow-moving curveball down low at a 1-0 count. So 1-0 count. Poso again, and Allen in a check swing, and he did come across 1-1. A ball and a strike. The count runs at one apiece. Kyle Poso, the 1-1 to Allen, and once again a curveball that just lifts a little bit low. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. And a 2-1 from Poso, and Allen fouls it off right side. Out of play, 2-2. Dwight Allen's had a good day. You know, back-to-back singles for him has really swung the bat a lot better. Wausau looking for a sweep here today in the doubleheader. Raptors, they still have time, though. Have one more inning. And the 2-2 from Poso, low at a ball, 3-2. And the count runs full. Can never count out Wisconsin Rapids. A talent on this team and the way they just carry themselves. They're always in a game. And the payoff from Poso. And just paints Allen. Just gets him on the right edge. He can't believe it. Poso starts with a strikeout. Well, big out there. That would have led off with a walk. Top of the order with Adair now. Michael Adair 0-for-3 with a walk. So the left-hander and the leadoff hitter, the Dayton Flyer, he'll see a ball, 1-0. One gone, the 1-0 from Poso, and fouled off left side, a 1-1. And a ball and a strike. Rafters have looked cold today. On the offensive side, defensively they haven't looked their best either. And a swing and a liner into the center fielder. Johnson dives out. Does he make the grab? And does. What a play there. Orlando Lordoy. It's Lordoy out there. Johnson was originally out there, but Lordoy makes the grab. What a play there from Lordoy. Two down. Orlando Lordoy, the Panamanian, makes it happen. And Poso will set a high-moving curveball up above Mitchell. And dare a line drive into center, but under that was Lordoy. The 1-0, and in for a strike, 1-1. A ball and a strike, two gone. Poso kicks, and once again a wild pitch though this time, 2-1. Two balls a strike, two down. And the 2-1 comes in a little bit low, 3-1. Three balls a strike. Here with one away, top of the seventh. And a swing and a miss there, 3-2. Five, three, Wausau in front. Poso looking to go three up and three down here, top of the seventh. Poso the payoff. And paints the zone for strike three. Going down is Mitchell. He can't believe it. Rafters go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Do they have another walk-off in them? They trail 5-3 on the perhaps maybe the final inning of the night. Find out next here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So Bottom of the seventh inning, a 1-1 count here on Ty Johnson as Haslam works in. Again, 2-1. We apologize for the delay, but Ty Johnson heading this count. Logan Haslam, hitting his 23rd pitch, hasn't given up a hit, a run, a walk, or has thrown a strikeout. Has had a good command as the 2-1 of Johnson, a swing and a miss. 2-2. On deck is Brewer. After that is Bobo. Rafters trail 5-3. They already walked it off one time versus Wausau back in early June. Can they do so again? The 2-2 from Haslam. Outside of the ball, and the count runs full. Ty Johnson has already had a home run today. He's 1-for-3. Can he do so again? Johnson gets walked. It would put the tying run at the plate. Bottom of the seventh, the payoff, and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Blanchard at second, underhands it to Jimenez. He gets Johnson for one down. So with the count running full, Haslam gets the better of him that time. Nathan Brewer, who's 1-for-2, a base hit, and a fly out to left, and is also walked. Bobo's on deck. Two away, bottom of the seventh. Sending in and serving is Haslam, and a first pitch strike, 0-1. He's really had a good command about himself, getting head and counts early, forcing guys to swing at things they normally wouldn't swing at. Nathan Brewer down in this count, 0-1. Haslam sets, works high, and a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike with one out. And the count runs at one apiece. The 1-1 from Haslam fouled back behind home plate, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Bobo on deck. One ball, two strikes. Logan Haslam here on Brewer. Kick side, the 1-2, and foul just off the top side of the bat. Brewer staying alive. Logan Haslam worked in a fastball there. Brewer can find a way to get on base. This would bring Bobo up. And the 1-2 to Brewer. And a wild pitch and a drop third strike. The throw and the throw to Jimenez. Does he get him? What a play. Back at the back track was Richter. Turned through to Jimenez. It was a drop third strike that went behind Richter. What a play. Wow. That was, man, the Rafters couldn't catch a break there. So one out away with two down. Brendan Bobo. What a play there from Carson Richter. A drop third strike that went at the backtrack. Richter came and got it. Threw out Jimenez. Had to reach out to make the catch. Man, oh man. Bobo doesn't want to be the final out of the night as he fouls 0-1. No balls, a strike with two down. So Bobo, he goes and hits another home run. He can't tie the game, though. Two gone in the 0-1, a little bit low, and a ball 1-1. On deck is Lordoy. Two strikes away. Wausau hoping for the sweep. Rafters just trying to find anything. And the 1-1 to Bobo, and a swing and a miss low. 1-2, so one strike away. Two gone. A ball, two strikes. Haslam on the right side of the mound. He'll kick, serve, up and above. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. There is somebody warming up in the bullpen for the Woodchucks. Bobo perhaps could be the final out of the night. And the 2-2 from Haslam. Outside for ball three. And the count runs full. So Brendan Bobo, they're going to need him to get on base. Haslam here on the payoff. Two down on the right side of the rubber. The right-hander nearing his 36th pitch. He's got a strikeout. The payoff to Bobo way upstairs for ball four. Bobo to first, and now that puts the tying run at the plate. So Bobo was down in that count, one and two. Orlando Lordoy now is due up. He grounded out into a 4-6-3 double play, was hit by a pitch and struck out swinging. Two gone. Lordoy, perhaps he could be the hero. He's the tying run. Two outs. Haslam sets and just can't find a strike there. Up and above the zone, 1-0. So Ross Davis, pitching coach, wants to have a word with his pitcher, Logan Haslam, who was one strike away from putting the end of this game. But now, Lordoy can stay alive here and be in good shape to hopefully tie this game. Looks like nobody out of the bullpen is coming for Wausau. They just need one out. Rafters hoping to keep this game alive. Bobo is at first. Lordoy struck out swinging his last time up. One away, bottom of the seventh. Final out of this doubleheader on this Saturday. Lordoy, the left-hander, looking in and serving, and a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Allen is under it, reaches out to make the catch, and that does it. Wausau hangs on to sweep this game and sweep this doubleheader as they take down the Rafters 5-3. A big win for Wausau. Multiple wins today in Wisconsin Rapids. Man, oh man, had an opportunity. Madison did win. They took down Fond du Lac 8-4. Rafters had the opportunity to just continue their longest win streak. And yes, they lost the first game, but an opportunity here in the second to get back to winning ways. They couldn't find that. Only four hits, three runs because of it. But Wausau remains victorious on this doubleheader Saturday. They get revenge as the Rafters swept them on a doubleheader back on Monday at their place. But Rafters will have an opportunity to hopefully and get back at Wausau tomorrow. First pitch is at 1:05 at Athletic Park. The final time these two teams will meet in this season, as we'll be live here on WFHR at 12:50. But final score from Witter Field, 5 for the Woodchucks, 3 for the Rafters, as they were out hit 9-4. But Wisconsin Rapids, for everybody there at the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long from Witter Field. We'll see you back at 12:50 tomorrow, just up north in Wausau. Have a good night, everybody.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue, across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are deep into the devil's lair doing the live stuff. And don't forget, all of this local music is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's, Madison, Monona, Sun Prairie. Find them online, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Rocker, live music. I just love it. It's just all the goosebumps all over me.
Well, you're back. You're seeing a live show.
I love it. It's so great.
You know, you're listening to Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Main Street Music. I'm Rocker, here with Rob Roberts on Devil Radio 92.7. Go get the Devil Radio app for iPhone and Android. Listen to Max Inc. Radio, the Devil's Advocates, and all of the Devil Radio shows right from your phone. We're back with Madison's Hollow Bill. Okay, just a minute ago, we find out that Charlie knows the lyrics better than his dad, Andrew, and now I'm finding out that the bassist, Keith Brown, he's been begging for a microphone, but he's being denied. We got him one tonight. Your band has an interesting vocal arrangement.
Rocker, don't let them take it from me. This is the first time.
Now, let's be honest here. He has a microphone now. We've given him a microphone. We just don't plug it in.
Yeah, that's half the battle.
We run it past the mixer board, and we just kind of toss it
behind the couch. I just get excited and don't know the difference.
You know, it's been happening to me for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can commiserate after the show. But no, in my more honest moments, I recognize that these two are fantastic singers, and that perhaps it's better if I just play the bass, you know, and let them do their thing. So I've accepted my lot in life.
Well, you know, they've withheld this microphone from you for so long. Has there ever been anything like you've been yearning to say in front of a large audience that's just been like trying to bust out?
Come to the Winnebago or the Baroque on July 10th to hear. I get a monologue for an hour before we go on.
Not even hi to your awesome. Mom, huh?
Well, right. Hey, Mom, I can say that.
You guys are working on a follow-up to your debut called Ponytails. Can you give us a preview about this new endeavor? Is it about long hair?
So it's the only reason I'm growing out my hair right now is I was told I got to be the cover of Ponytails. So,
yes, much to the dismay of everyone who knows him, and I've been begging him to cut his hair for a while now. It is about long hair, yes. But in actuality, the songs that we're kind of grouping up for this one is kind of written towards the tail end of last year and then into the first half of this year when, you know, things were kind of at a fever pitch with everything going on in the world. That doesn't, you know, we don't need to get into that. But the album, the songs are kind of, you know, back to the therapy thing, more mellow, more rhythmic, and trying to kind of just calm things down. Now, this new one we'll play for you isn't necessarily as calm as I was making it out to be, but but that's kind of the vibe, is just kind of settling things down and kind of returning back to homeostasis a little bit.
Well, now it's time for Hollow Bill to premiere a brand new song. It's called Release You. Tell us about your new song before you play it.
Yeah, Release You was one I wrote earlier this year, and it is kind of the product of when you let your mind wander a little too far down a dark road, and to try to make the it feel a little more authentic, you kind of have to almost absorb yourself into the subject matter a little bit, and it's kind of it's like what would happen if this were my life. So this is kind of about it's not a personal look, but it tries to capture that vibe. So this is Release You. So baby, I
maybe I was born with the blues. So baby, I release you. Well, I sold my soul so you'd never know how much it's killing me. Like I never could. This touch of sin I tried to tempt you with probably never felt that good. So slip away when I'm not looking and carry on. Just know that the door's always open to come home. Well, I sold my soul so you never know how much it's killing me to release you.
Yeah, release you. That's brand new from Hollow Bill, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Main Street Music. Make sure to get the Devil Radio app for iPhone and Android. Listen to Max Inc. Radio like we're right there with you on your phone. Hey, let's give the drummer some Andrew. He's jamming out there on a cajon.
Cajon, yeah.
And with brushes, and he's got like a stomp box for a bass.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, is that rocking or what?
And I can feel it in the floor over here.
Yeah.
They're awesome. A whole other room. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was something we went out to Ireland once and I saw the guys playing out there with it. And it's a block of wood with a pickup inside and I wrap it with a towel.
Yeah.
How cool intricate. Does that sound?
Yeah. Right?
Wow.
His rig grows piece by piece every time we get back together. And it's like, how many limbs and appendages does he have to attach tambourines to? And it's he pulls it off, though, which is always amazing to watch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's a tambourine on his foot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. It's
like an octopus.
Right. It's why I don't have time to learn the words.
Yeah. Excuses.
Well, I have to say happy Father's Day to singer Mike Dorrance. What is it about fatherhood that keeps you grounded, even when you're jamming a groove?
Yeah, it's funny. All the voice memos on my phone, when I'm like, ooh, I got something, and I'll try to record it, all of them end with, either, Dad, I want a Swedish fish, or something shouted from across the house. That's a great. Baby's crying. It's funny. They're all, so I quickly, you know, wrap up shop and go get them. But it is something that's pretty amazing to, you know, it's inspiring. But at the same time, you know, as soon as you catch a groove, then you catch a whiff of something needing a pants change. And it just does remind you, it doesn't let you get too high in the sense of like, you know, this is your priority, this is where you're meant to be. And it does mix in, you know, it allows time for daydreaming and inspiration, but at the same time it keeps you grounded with you know, this is real life and this is happening now, and your little riff can wait. You've gotta help them out right now. So it's amazing. I have nothing, you know, bad to say, but it's a hell of a challenge.
Hollow Bill has merch and music. How can we find you guys online?
Hollow Bill, yes. Don't get confused with the unincorporated village in Kentucky. But I think that's the only other thing that comes up when you search for Hollow Bill.
Shout out Hollow Bill, Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. We'll play there someday. But Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music. Keith did an incredible job getting us blasted out there. And we're all in all the usual places. So please, find us and follow us to get the latest updates. And we will have the merch store up and running in the next few weeks here with T-shirts, stickers, all that fun stuff. And so it's starting to feel a little bit more real.
Now, we have another song here, and it's from your latest album, Poets and Neckties. It's called Ode to Ingram. Is this about Madison's Wally Ingram, who played drums for Sheryl Crow?
Oh, yeah, I know Wally. Yeah, this is about... No, actually, I didn't know that. I did not know that. But, no, it's actually, it started out as a tribute to Gram Parsons, the country singer who passed back in the 1970s and did some really awesome work with the Byrds, and some of his solo stuff is great. But caught me at a good point in my life where I discovered his music, and and so he kind of inspired this song. But then eventually it started becoming more about honoring just a specific memory of anyone who might pop into your head when you're listening or playing the song. And someone else is kind of floating in my head each time we play it, and it's definitely taken on a different life, and it's a really special song for us.
Fire burning beneath the desert sun, fire burning on the tip of my tongue. We missed our chance to catch the rain. All's left are tears and red wine stains. As the fallen angels' wings get glib, a drop of gold, it's my fingertip. Now there's a cowboy with a hole in his chest. Prayer for the cursed is a prayer for the blessed. Well, sing me away. Oh, country road got overgrown with pensions for glory, denim, and lost soul. Now I'm just looking for someone to trust before these guitar strings all start to rust. Well, sing me away among the trees. Sing 73. Between your devil and your deep blue sea, and I'll sing for you if you'll sing for me.
visions dance before my eyes, a single light, my eternal sky. If there's a God and there's a devil too, we'll need them both to sing you back home. Well, sing me away among the trees. Sing me away back to 1973. Well, between your devil and any blue sea, and I'll sing for you if you.
Hollow Bill in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Gentlemen, wow, what a great set.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is really incredible. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We got a few minutes here more. And so when I ask you guys where about we can find your music and merch, think about one more song you can play. Tell everybody where you can get your music and merch again.
This is the one where I sing lead, right?
Rockers? Yes.
Yes. This is it. Okay. Give him back his mic.
Okay. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram for social media. Our merch will be on Bandcamp. We'll have links on our Facebook and Instagram as well. For our music, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp. We're on YouTube as well. So you really, anywhere you should be able to find us. So we appreciate you listening to it anywhere you can.
All right, it's your guys' call. Do you want to hear another new one, or do you want to hear one off the album?
Well, of course we want to hear a new one.
Yeah.
Right on. This one is a new one that will be on Ponytails, and it's called Sweet Dreams. And it's, again, somewhat autobiographical, just kind of trying to find some peace between, you know, the past and the future, and in the moment you're in right now, it's just kind of close your eyes and hang in there. So this one's called Sweet Dreams.
I'm the purple lion who guards your door with a lullaby, a heart and a sword. My yesterdays are your tomorrows. I felt your pain, you feel my sorrow, but there's sunlight above the rain. I'll help you find it time and again. For now I'm somewhere in between where I've been and where I may never be.
Hollow Bill, brand new music from Hollow Bill right here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts.
Yeah, it's been a great night.
This has been a great night.
Thanks for having us, guys.
You know, find Hollow Bill July 10th at the Burr Oak on Winnebago Street on Madison's east side. Mike, Andrew, Keith, thank you so much for coming in to play for us live in the Devil's Lair. On Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Anytime. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Max Inc. Heavies coming up right next. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
What about this earth? What about me? What about this girl? Lying here in my room. What about the tides? What about the ocean? What about them waves? Can't you feel it moving? Won't you move with me? Move with me all night. Why won't you get on up? Get on there. Get on out of sight. Baby, won't you move with me? Girl, we'll be all night. Till the sunlight shines in space. We'll shake them.
We'll shake the blue away.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.